केवलं नाम रूपाभ्याम यदुभिः सह पांडवाः भवतो दर्शनं यर्हि ऋषिकाणां इवेशतु. As the name and fame of a particular body is finished with the disappearance of the living spirit, similarly, if we do not look upon us, all of our fame and activities along with the Pandavas and Yadus will end at once. So we will read a few sentences from Srila Prabhupada, beautiful purport. Kunti Devi is quite aware that the existence of the Pandavas is due to Sri Krishna only. What is the existence of Pandavas dependent on? Due to? Due to Sri Krishna only. The Pandavas are undoubtedly well established in name and fame and are guided by the great King Yudhishthir, who is morality personified. And the Yadus are undoubtedly great allies. But without the guidance of Lord Krishna, all of them are non-entities. As much as the senses of the body are useless without the guidance of consciousness. No one should be proud of his prestige, power and fame without being guided by the favor of the Supreme Lord. The living beings are always dependent, and the ultimate dependable object is the Lord Himself. We may therefore invent by our advancement of material knowledge all sorts of counteracting material resources, but without being guided by the Lord, all such inventions end in fiasco, however strong and stout the reactionary elements may be. As soon as an important man dies, his name and form become unimportant, even though he may have been a big scientist, politician or philosopher. As long as we are alive, our name, form and activities are glorious. But as soon as the life is gone, the body is but a lump of matter. When an important man is alive, he may have so many guards and no one can go before him or touch him. But when the same man is dead and lying on the floor, one may kick him in the face and practically no one will care. After the disappearance of the soul, the body of the important man has no value. And what is the soul? What is that soul? He is asking. It is the energy of Krishna, and therefore it is part and parcel of Krishna. So when the energy is withdrawn, that is when Krishna is not there, the body becomes unimportant. Krishna's energy and Krishna himself are not different. Shakti, Shakti Mator, Abhedaha. The sun, for example, is energetic and the sunshine is energy. As long as sunshine is present, the sun is present. And if the sun were not present, the sun's energy would not also be there. The energy and the energetic must both exist. Although the Mayavadi philosophers do not accept the energetic, but only the impersonal energy, we must accept both the energy and the energetic. While the energy works, the energetic remains aloof. Just as sunshine spreads everywhere, while the sun itself remains apart. Similarly, there is energy working throughout the cosmic manifestation. And later, Prabhupada says here, God comes to this world in person. He leaves behind his instructions like those of Bhagavad Gita, and he leaves behind his devotees who can explain who God is. But still we are so stubborn that we do not accept God. This is foolishness. In Bhagavad Gita, those who do not accept God are called mudha, rascals and fools. God exists and God's energy also exists. So, if we cannot see God, we can at least see His energy. We may not see the electric powerhouse, an engineer within it, generating power. But we use electricity in so many ways. Therefore, we should inquire where this electricity comes from. This is intelligence. And if one inquires in this way, he will eventually find the powerhouse itself. Similarly, if one studies further to find out who is running the powerhouse, one will find a human being. Although the electricity is impersonal, and even the powerhouse is impersonal, the man behind everything is a person. Similarly, God is a person. This is a logical conclusion. How can he be impersonal? That which is impersonal has no intelligence. We have invented so many very wonderful machines, but the machines are not intelligent. The intelligence belongs to the operator. Therefore, Krishna says, Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. You are seeing the energy displayed in the wonderful actions and reactions of the material cosmic manifestation, but don't think that they are working independently. No, I am behind them. So many very, very important concepts Prabhupada is bringing here. We will try to summarize what we heard till now. The beginning of his commentary. Prabhupada's commentary is so wonderful. Once His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj, he read a shloka and translation and purport, and he said, "Wonderful, class is over now," he said. Because he said, Prabhupada's purports are so nice. Simply you read it and you can relish it, even if you don't speak anything. Even if we may be completely fools. If you simply go somewhere, assemble a group of people and read it out, they can understand. The content is so lucid, so simple, and even without much elaboration, you see. Here, in the very beginning, he is saying that the Pandavas, Kunti was very well aware that the Pandavas' existence and all their success, everything is because of Sri Krishna only. Even the very survival of the Pandavas, you see. Because the Pandavas were constantly under attack. By whom? Duryodhana and company. Constantly, right from very early stage, when Duryodhana was poisoning Bhima, he was trying to burn down the Pandavas in Lakshagriha Varanavat. And many other subsequent ways. And Duryodhana and Duryodhana, Karna, Dushasana, Uncle Shakuni, they were always making plots on how to kill the Pandavas. So Kunti understood that even the very survival of the Pandavas is in the hands of Krishna only. That's why he's saying very existence of the Pandavas. And then the Pandavas' name and fame, that was expanded by King Yudhishthir, who was actually Dharma personifying. And also, and Pandavas had allies with Yadus. And at that time, the Yadus were the most powerful personalities on the whole earth. It is said there is an assembly called the Sudharma Assembly, the parliament of the demigods. And the Yadus brought that assembly from demigod planet to this planet. Can you imagine? That was the power of the Yadus. Because Krishna was here in Dwaraka, they moved the whole assembly here. And the Yadus were the most powerful at that time. And those Yadus were allies with Pandavas. So generally we all like to make allies with some powerful person, isn't it? Like you want to keep in touch with some MLA or some MP or some big man. Why? Because later on he may be of some help. You want to do something wonderful, like some politicians or some, you know, deputy commissioner of police and people like that. People like to keep touch. Huh? But here Pandavas were in touch with? Yadus. Huh? The biggest, the most powerful personalities in that time. So they have nothing to fear. Huh? At the same time he is saying, but without the guidance of Lord Krishna, all of them are non-entities. As much as senses of the body are useless, he is saying. And then Prabhupada is saying, no one should be proud of his prestige or power and fame without being guided by the favor of the Supreme Lord. We should always know that anything that I am able to do is actually favor of Krishna. Like Prabhupada gives a simple example. Like I am raising my hand. I am able to do it. Why? Because it is favor of Krishna. So this hand, is it mine or is it someone else's? So that Prabhupada explains earlier. He says, this hand is not my hand. This is Krishna's gift to me. Similarly, these eyes are not my eyes. It is Krishna's gift to me. Every sense that we have in our body is actually Krishna's gift. You see, senses have their prowess. It's called a sensory prowess. In Sanskrit, it is called ojas. The ojas we have in our senses actually belongs to Krishna. It is not ours. Like my power to see, our power to hear, our power to smell or taste or, do all these activities. This is actually a reward of Krishna, a gift of Krishna. He has given us. Like you see a man having paralysis, he cannot lift his hand. Is it not? Although he may want to, he cannot. Because Krishna is not allowing him to lift his hand, so he doesn't allow. Prabhupada is giving an example. Like there was one ISKCON temple on a loft, Prabhupada said, we are sitting on this loft, where they have allowed us to stay because we are paying some rent monthly. And there, when you stop the rent, then they will throw you out. You cannot stay anymore there. Similarly, you have done some karma for which this body is awarded, in which some facilities are provided for you to use. And that will be taken away. Like some people are born blind, isn't it? Some people are born lame. Some are born without ability to speak, dumb. That's because the Lord has not given them the gift considering some past sinful action, isn't it? So it is Lord who allots us the sensory prowess, you see. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chitraketu section, there is a verse, Yathadana suvaidana bhavantina bhavanticha. It says, Yathadana suvaidana means, sometimes you sow a seed in the ground, it doesn't germinate and grow at all. Similarly, sometimes a man is potent and a wife is fertile. According to medical point of view, they should be able to beget children. But sometimes you see they don't have any child at all. You may not know about this. You can ask married people, will tell you. Sometimes a man is potent, woman is fertile, they are unable to beget a child. And scientifically, the doctors don't know why. The man and woman may unite and the man may offer the semen. The woman's body is also fertile, but she is not able to beget. On the other hand, some doctors declare that this couple cannot get any children, but they get children. That is also a miracle for some doctors. How they are able to beget like that? Because a sterile woman sometimes begets a child. A woman is sterile. See, a sterile woman, even if she mixes with another man also, still she cannot beget. Is it not? Sterile means the ground is not fertile. But still she begets. So this verse says that the shakti with which a man is able to impregnate seed into the woman's womb, that push, that the power is actually given by Krishna only. God. So the potency in man is also God. Shabda ke paurusham drishu, he says in Bhagavad Gita also. Paurusham drishu means what? What is paurusham? Paurusham means purushatva. The purushatva also is made possible by Krishna only. Because after some years you see a man loses his ability to beget any children. Beyond 40, 45, 50 and all. There is no power in the potency in the man to beget a child. Similarly, the all the sensory prowess that we all possess. Krishna says, this Shakti is provided by me. He says that in Bhagavad Gita. Balam balavatam chaham kamaraga vivarjitam. Dharma viruddho bhute shuga kamos mibharata rishava. And then he says also, buddhir buddhimatamasmi tejas tejasvinamaham. The tej in the tejaswan people. The buddhi of the buddhiman. The bal of the balavan or pahlavan. Isn't it? Is who? Krishna says, it's me. I give this strength. Somebody is boxing somebody and breaking his tooth. And that Shakti, Krishna says, is given by me. If I don't give Shakti, one cannot do that. Like you see, who is that fellow who said, I'll be hero forever? That Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali, yeah. Mike Tyson also said something very similar. I can never lose or something like that. I will always be the winner. That is Muhammad Ali. Mike Tyson also said something similar. But all those fellows are gone. They are like fireflies. They come, chiki 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 chiki, and push off. Come and show for some time and then push off. Like in our college days, the Sunil Gavaskar was the topmost hero. Gavaskar means, boys will faint unconscious. Gavaskar was so famous in those days. In those days. Nowadays, nobody even talks one word about him. Is it not? And this Kapil. Now, Kapil is only used for some advertisements, I think. Some fellows are still using him for some advertisements on billboards and all. Occasionally, he cannot do any more batting. Isn't it? Sunil Gavaskar also is out of the field, no? He does umpire. Umpires think he does? Commenter. Just he comments, that's all. So, yeah, he cannot lift the bat now. He must be old enough now. He can't lift the bat and bat it. Yeah, these heroes of this material world, they are only zeros. They come, chika 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 chika, shine for some time, like a jugnu. You know jugnu? See, the jugnu, is actually glowworm. In the night you find, it can glow and show some light and call all the people, come here, I am the light giver. In the morning when sun comes in the sky, what happens to the jugnu? It looks like some green worm, you see. It has no more glow in front of the sun, isn't it? So that's what here he is saying, that all prestige and fame and name and everything that we are getting in this world, behind that Krishna is doing everything, he's saying. And how it is, Prabhupada explains in a very practical way. Recently I was reading another purport of Prabhupada. He says, when we see some very wonderful scientific apparatus, like for example, like a mobile or like a television or like video games, is it not true? When we see this, nowadays there are so many remote control things now, isn't it? You can remote operate TV, you can remote operate the door, you can remote operate the air conditioner, and remote operate the fan and the light also. So many things. Like you go to the airport, the door opens with sensors, you go inside, it closes. And this gives a sense of pride in the modern people. The more you use these luxuries, one tends to think that the whole world is in our control. Is it not? It gradually makes people think, oh, we have done great things. But very simple question Prabhupada is asking. He is saying, all these inventions and discoveries made by scientists, what are these? These are all made by some intelligent people. Now, who got the brain? Who gave them the brain? Did they create the brain themselves? Did Einstein create his own brain? Or can Einstein create someone else's brain? Or is there any scientist here who has the power to supply brain to anybody? Or can we transplant brain? Or can we preserve brain of Einstein and keep it for millions of years to come? You see? So everybody knows in the field of science that brain is the thing which actually gives direction to every part of the body. From which everything, if from their point of view, beyond brain they don't know anything. They think brain is ultimate. Beyond brain they don't know about the mind also. They don't know about the super soul and the soul, the super soul guiding the soul. They don't know these things. So even from their point of view, let us take brain is the ultimate. Who created the brain? Did a scientist create his own brain? So the brain is the cause of such kind of inventions and discoveries. But behind the brain, there is a creator of the brain. Prabhupada says, you have to see who is the creator of the brain, you have to ask. Just like people are studying Stalin and Hitler and such great killers of this world, who killed, 8 million, 10 million people. 10 million means how much? Like 1 crore, 1 crore people. Stalin was also even worse. They have killed millions of people, millions of people. And people want to read their history. How this fellow was so powerful, he could keep so many guys under his control. You know, like they say, this Napoleon Bonaparte. If you go to France, they have written, France is Napoleon, Napoleon is France. They have a statue of Napoleon. Yeah, Napoleon was so powerful. Once he was sitting on a hillock, he was telling somebody how my people are so surrendered to me. He just clapped hands and said to his two guards, jump off, and they jumped off. Of course, they must have died by jumping off. But he wanted to show how powerful he was. Such was the power of these people. They were practically, keeping people at their fingertips. Prabhupada says, why do you study about these fellows like Napoleon Bonaparte and, Hitler and Stalin and Alexander the Great? But study the person who killed Hitler, he's saying. Who is the one who killed Hitler, who killed Stalin? That is Krishna. Krishna gave them life and he took off their life. Is it not true? How much more powerful he must be, you see? That's why he's saying here, Kevayam Nama Rupabhyam. He's saying, no one should be proud of his prestige, power and fame without being guided by the favor of the Supreme Lord. The living beings are always dependent, and the ultimate dependable object is Lord himself. We may therefore invent by our advancement of material knowledge all sorts of contracting material resources. But without being guided by the Lord, all such inventions end in a fiasco. However strong and stout the reactionary elements may be. Yeah. And then he is saying about how the spirit is driving this material body. The material body of a very great personality, he has bodyguards, he has people to protect him and all that. Nobody can even touch him. You can see sometimes when big people come to the stage and all, they have some, bodyguards with them, always, isn't it? But when a man dies, somebody can kick on his face, and you may not, the body doesn't react at all. Mic is gone? Hare Krishna, it's clear, no? Not clear? Hare Krishna. It's not coming loud enough. It's coming? Hare Krishna. Sure? The last row? Okay. So, then Prabhupada is talking about Krishna, Krishna's energy and Krishna himself are not different. Such beautiful examples he gives. The sun remains in one place, but then the energy of the sun spreads everywhere. What is it was? Eka desha sthitasya agner jyotsna abitsaraniyata parasya brahmana shaktis tatedam akilam jagat. This verse says, like in a dark room, you keep a lamp and the light of the lamp spreads in the entire room. Although lamp itself is localized in one place. Similarly, sun is in one place, but the light spreads everywhere. Like that, Krishna is also Goloka Nivasati. He lives in Goloka, but Akilatma Bhuto. He expands his energy in all over the creation. And how? That Krishna says, isn't it? Bhumi Rapo Nalava, you come. And Manaha Buddhi Rahankar. In this way, I have expanded my material energy, he is saying. Similarly, he has expanded the spiritual worlds also. In this way, Prabhupada is saying, all energy belongs to Krishna. And then he gives the example of the electric powerhouse. Beautiful example. Like once this Malati Mataji was standing and selling some back to cottage, and His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj says how when he was a boy, so he went to this big mela, some Hare Krishna mela, So outside, devotees were all putting tables and selling many books and magazines. So he went and took one magazine from the table to read. But the magazine was tied with a nylon rope to the table. So she said, that's only for seeing, not for taking off. You have to just see. If you like it, you can purchase. So he said, you are very intelligent people. In such a big crowd, nobody can take a magazine and run away. So then he was flipping through the pages. And then she asked him a question. So, would you like to know more about God? What's your understanding of God? She asked him. He said, God is impersonal, he said. And she immediately responded, although she was just a lady, she was not a sadhu or a monk or any very learned person, but she immediately defeated him. She said, how do you say God is impersonal? She challenged. She said, nothing is impersonal. Behind everything impersonal, there is always a person. You see, like government of India is impersonal, but behind it there is a person. Who is it? Prime Minister of India, isn't it? Similarly, she said, in a cinema movie, you see a light beam coming. But behind the light beam, there is projector. And operating the projector is a person, is it not? Like that, she gave examples and he was thrilled. He was stunned by those examples. So, here Prabhupada is giving another example, electric powerhouse, you see. Like right now, we are taking advantage of the electricity, tube light, fan and AC and everything. So one need not be knowledgeable about the person who is providing the electricity, isn't it? Because one may be using it. That's what atheists are also doing. The atheists are using everything that Krishna has provided, but without knowing information about who is supplying it. So here he is saying, if one studies further to find out who is running the powerhouse, one will find a human being. Although electricity is impersonal, and even the powerhouse is impersonal, the man behind everything is a person. Similarly, God is a person. Maya adhyakshen prakriti. Adhyakshata means, aksha means the eyes. And adi means top. From the top watching, supervise. So we say, vision, aksha means vision, adi means super. So, adi akshana means supervision. In God's supervision, the nature is doing all activities. Just like, sometimes, like your principal in your college, you know, he comes to college, you know, he himself may not be teaching, isn't it? He just comes and sits in his seat. As soon as he comes in the morning, everybody, all the teachers, they wish him, good morning, sir, or something like that. And then everybody will do their job properly, isn't it? Because they know that this fellow's eyes are on us. You know, a teacher cannot just put sign and go away, isn't it? They have to be present. And he just keeps a watch whether classes are going on, periods are conducted or something like that, isn't it? Like even in a shop floor, you can see sometimes a man working in a lathe or something, you know. Sometimes they will be chatting, you know, drinking tea and all. And if supervisor comes, immediately they say, hey, aage abhi, dekhra abhi, abhi kaam kar abhi. Do your, later on we will talk. Is it not? As soon as the eyes fall on the people, immediately the job goes on, you see. So, in the same manner, the nature has the power to do many things. Shakti, Durga Devi. But she doesn't do anything in the dawn of creation. You know, the Shakti is completely in a dormant state. Nothing moves. But as soon as Krishna puts his glance in the nature, immediately everything starts moving. The birds start flying, and the ocean starts making waves, the wind is blowing, the sun is rising, sun is setting in the evening, the moon is rising, the stars are appearing in the sky, isn't it? Seasons are changing, crops are growing, everybody, all living in it, is moving here and there. It's by glance of Krishna, that's all. In fact, even from a point of view of the Virat Purusha, the gross material manifestation of the personality of God is called Virat Purusha. It's a material form of God. It's not a spiritual form, Virat Purusha form. The mountains are considered his bones. The rivers are considered his veins and all. So the sun and moon are considered his eyes. Chandra Suryavshcha Netre. So if those two eyes are not watching this world, nothing can move in this creation. You see? When the sun doesn't throw its light on the plants cannot produce vegetables. Is it not? There cannot be any chlorophyll, no photosynthesis without the sunlight. And all living bodies, like even our bodies, would perish without the sun. Extreme cold, they will die. See, what is cold? Absence of heat is cold, isn't it? What is darkness? Absence of light. So without sun, both these things, there is no warmth, there is no light. So without light, we can't see each other. We can't see ourselves also. You can't see our hands also. And without warmth, our bodies cannot survive. Is it not true? See, without light, there is no civilization at all. Because when there is light, people can move about from place to place, do activities or anything. Otherwise, everybody would become stagnated. Like in America, there was blackout for a few days once. The whole industry stops completely. So, in this way, the sun is behind all the activity of the creation as well as the living forms. And the moon is supplying all the juices in the plants. You know six types of juices, you all know? Sweet, bitter, pungent, astringent, salty, sour. Six types of. These six types of tastes are supplied by the moon. Pushnami, Chaushadi, Sarva, Soma, Bhutva, Rasatma, Krishna says that. Similarly, he says, I am the one, Aushadi. All the Aushadis have medicinal potency. Even the allopathic tablets have the medicinal potency. That potency is supplied by Krishna only, indirectly. And directly he says, the Ayurvedic herbs, where he has put the medicinal potency in it. Why should a particular like crocin tablet relieve the headache? It has certain potency put by Krishna. Why should ginger have certain type of effect? You see? This medicinal potency, he says, Pushnami cha aushadi sarva, somo bhutva rasatmaka, he says. In this way you'll find, like for example, scientists are taking the silicon, and they found that suddenly once that the silicon chip, what they have made, the silicon, what is silicon? Silicon is what we might be calling as sand before. But from the sand, is, if you take it and then you study the properties, silicon has certain type of properties because of which we can make electronic circuits, you see. In a PNP junction, NPN, all these different junctions you're making, resistors, capacitors, diodes, triodes and all these things. If Krishna did not keep these characteristics in silicon, can we do any electronic whole electronic industry would be closed down. Is it not true? So, in this way, it is Krishna who instills this kind of things in the nature through his eyes and through his two eyes. One is the sun and one is the moon, you see. Like this he is saying, and then Prabhupada is saying, therefore Prabhupada is saying, you see, the idea that everything is zero or impersonal is foolish. Behind the impersonal future and the so-called voidness is the supreme form, Krishna. See, Prabhupada used to say, there is no void whatsoever in any part of the universe except in the head of the voidists. Once Prabhupada said like this, because they are foolish people. And then he says, the word Ishvara means controller. Nature is not controlling itself. The real controller is Krishna. Icchana rupam api yasya chetesha. He is saying, Prakriti or Durga, the deity of material nature, is working under the direction of Govinda, Krishna. How is she working? Just like a shadow. Below our hand is its shadow. As our hand moves, the shadow moves. And then Prabhupada is giving an example. The example of shunting of the big cars in a railway line. The engine gives the motion and pushes one car, which then pushes another and another and so on. Similarly, who set up the motion of the cosmic manifestation? That original motion giver is Krishna. A few minutes ago I was telling you about the discoveries and inventions in this creation, which is done by the brain of a scientist, the brain which is supplied by Krishna. Similarly, the whole cosmic manifestation is a gigantic manifestation involving tremendous mysteries. I have a book called as Life, How Did It Get Here? It's a book published by Christians. Very wonderful book, small size book. So many nice things they have given. Like they are saying, you take a bird and some birds are migrating from one pole to another pole during certain winter seasons and other seasons, isn't it? So these birds from their nest, they leave the nest and they go to the other pole. Can you imagine? And from there they come back. And again, how do they come back to the exact nest where they were living before? And they do that. They are able to live. Yeah. Similarly, you find every day the bird flies out of its nest and goes to faraway places to get some food and comes back in the evening to the same place. How the bird is able to find? Now, they also found you pick up a bird from South India and leave it in North India somewhere. You carry it in your cage or something. Exactly, the bird can come back to its nest in South India. How it's able to do? Because they say the head of the bird has a map. Just like you have this, what is that in London when you was traveling? GPS they call it, what is that?
GPS.
GPS, yeah. What is it?
Global
position system, yeah. Isn't it? So when you have the global position system, you know where you are, you know? Where you are gone now and where you want to go and how the road goes. So they have a GPS inside their head. So who put the GPS inside their head? Now if you want to know your position on the road when you are going in a car, then you have to have a GPS, which is invented by man. Similarly, who put it there in their head by which they are able to exactly find their house? You see? Yeah. So similarly, our rats also, you catch rats and leave them somewhere, they come back to the same house. They find out they lived in a place for a long time. They got used to the place. They find out.
We had experience of that.
They come back, no? Better you give them some food and keep them quiet. Isn't it? So, in this way you find all these things in creation are very amazing. In this whole cosmic manifestation with its minute details and larger details. When you watch, that, as Prabhupada says here, behind that who is there? He says, Krishna is the motion giver, he says. Now Kuntadevi says, we Pandavas have become famous and people say that we are very important. Why? Because you are our friend. Krishna was the friend of the Pandavas and specifically the friend of Arjuna. And therefore, Arjuna was a great and valorous warrior. But Kunti Devi knew. People say, oh, the Pandavas are such great warriors and heroes. But what is the value of my sons, the Pandavas? Similarly, the Yadu dynasty was famous because Krishna took his birth in their family. But Kunti Devi says, Ke Vayam, what are we? What is our value? Ke Vayam Nama Rupabhyam. We have our name and form. But without you, it is all useless. It has no value. People do not understand this. They are very proud of having a nice body and a nice name. They think, I am American, I am Indian, I am German, and so on. But what is all this? These are simply bogus names and bogus forms with no value. If we subtract Krishna, everything is zero. This is a fact, but people are such rascals that they do not understand this fact. But who can deny it? Like this Prabhupada is saying. And then he's quoting, Bhagavad Bhakti Heenasya Jati Shastram Japastapaha Apranasya Vadehasya Mandanam Loka Ranjanam. He's saying, somebody is proud of his jati. I am born, I am a Brahmana, or I am born in this particular higher caste. And people are very particular about which family they belong to. Some are Marwadi, some are, Seth, some are Gujaratis, Rajputs. In Maharashtra, some are Marathas. South India, some are Ayyars, some are Ayangars. Isn't it? So people have this. Some people have surnames, isn't it? Different surnames. So people are very particular about... Like one gentleman had come, big car to the temple. So, you know, Mr. Patil had come for darshan. I asked, so you are Mr. Patil? I am B.K. Patil, not M.K. Patil. Be particular. They have 8 Patil brothers. Isn't it? They are very particular. So people are very proud of their surnames and titles and jati. Yeah. And all these things. But Prabhupada is saying, what is this? Jati, Shastram, Japastapaha. Our learning of Shastra, our ability to pronounce the Sanskrit shlokas very perfectly. And our austerities and penances and our pride of birth. All these things will be finished when the body becomes apran, and pran goes away. Similarly, when Krishna is removed, then everything becomes null and void. This reminds me of this famous verse which has the word Ishariktam. Tadvaidanustava Ishavas Saratohayaste Soham Rati Nripati Yata An Anamanti. This is spoken by Arjuna. Very beautiful verse. You see, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, you know, Krishna spoke a very famous verse in the Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter. He said, all of you repeat this verse. Tasmat pamuttishtha yasho labhasva bungshva rajya no. Jitva shatrun rajyam
Jitva
shatrun bungshva rajyam samriddham mayaiva yete nihita purvameva nimitta matram bhavasavya sachin. See, Krishna is telling Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, tasmat uttishta. Therefore, I am telling you, Arjuna, get up, he is saying. When he is telling this, he is saying, this Drona, Bhishma, and all this Duryodhana and company, they all are already finished by me. Mayaiva yete nihita purvameva. Are pahale se main ko khatam kar diya. Finished all these fellows before only. And what you are going to do is only to beat a dead snake. You see, sometimes when you beat a dead snake, in villages, sometimes children, what they do, even I have done it, I remember, when we were small kids, once somebody said, a snake is crawling, snake has come to the neighbor's house. Everybody climbed up on the table, so that, you know, everybody was looking in the room anywhere. And then snake was going from one house to another house as they were driving out, isn't it? But at last, somebody brought that iron rod, long iron rod, heavy rod, and they hit the snake and killed it. And when we all got the news, snake is killed, everybody ran with the sticks, carrying the sticks. And then all the children gathered around to see the dead snake, and that fellow was taking this iron rod and hitting on the head, because the head has to be crushed. If the head is not crushed, again the snake may revive life. And the snake was turning like this. When the snake was moving, everybody's children ran away again. And from their windows are peeping. Is it fully dead now? And after fully dead, they all came out again. And that fellow went away. Then they took the stick and hitting it. Beating it. And then next day, we all told in the school that we killed a snake. Very proudly. And we know how we killed it. Isn't it? Similarly, Arjuna also, Krishna told, you are just beating a dead snake. Because I have killed all these fellows before. Mayaiva yete nihita purvameva. Purva means what? Before, already. Already I killed all of them. You see, which means Krishna says the destiny is already written of the Kurukshetra war, that Pandavas will emerge victorious and they will be the rulers of the world. And then you may ask Arjuna, then what work Arjuna has got to do? Krishna told them, you become an instrument in my hands. And you take the credit, he said. Tasmatvam uttishtha yasho labhasva. Labha means what? You take the credit, he said. Just like Prithivite Acheya Dinagara Digram Sarvatra Prachara Hoiba More Nam, he said, no? Sarvatra Prachara Hoiba More Nam, he said. In every town and village, Krishna said his name will be glorified. Yeah, and that prophecy is already there. Prabhupada was asking his disciples once, don't you think Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very powerful? They said, yes, Prabhupada, simply by embracing a man, he made a whole village Krishna conscious. One man would get an electric shock of Krishna Prem. Mahaprabhu would just embrace him and then send him into the village and he will go and make everybody Krishna conscious. He was very powerful, but Prabhupada then asked, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even made animals dance in the forest. He would be passing by on the road, in the jungle, some tiger would be sleeping. He would just give a slap to the tiger, get up, what are you doing sleeping? But suddenly the tiger would get up and then he would chant Hare Krishna. He would raise arms and say, chant Hare Krishna. And the tiger would stand on two legs and chant Hare Krishna, you see. Sometimes he would go to a river side to drink some water and he would see some wild jungle elephants. He would take some water and sprinkle on their face and say, chant Hare Krishna. And they would also chant Hare Krishna, you see. This was the power of Mahaprabhu. And then Prabhupada asked, then why could Mahaprabhu not preach all around the world? He could have also travelled and preached. Why he preached only in India? And the disciples couldn't say, why? And Prabhupada said, that credit he wanted to give to me. So he has made me travel around. Ultimately, he is only preaching, but I am preaching on his behalf because he is the original founder of Krishna Consciousness Movement, Prabhupada said. Similarly, we have to know what example I gave before this. Arjuna, yeah. Same thing. Krishna says, Tasmatvam Uttishta Yasho Labhasware, take. Labha means you take it, he's saying. See, Krishna could have taken the Sudarshan Chakra and finished the whole Kurukshetra battle in one shot. Finished. In a Kurukshetra, need not go for 18 days. You see? One shot, but who would get the credit completely then? Krishna would have got a whole credit for doing it. But then Lord is so eager to glorify his devotees that he puts his devotees on chariot and he is, riding the chariot. Okay, you take the credit. I will give you all guidance and you take the credit. Spiritual master is also like that. So spiritual master does everything actually through his disciples, but he gives the credit to the disciples. Although ultimately he is the inspirer, he is the guide. The inner guide, Paramatma, we can't hear him. So externally, he comes in the tongue of the spiritual master, who by his guidance, by his speech, by his empowerment, by his enlightenment, he makes the disciple do great things. Ultimately, if a foolish disciple thinks it's me who is doing these great things, he is a fool, you see. In the same manner, Krishna says, Asho Labhasva, you take the credit. Jitva Shatrun Bhumsva Rajyam Samriddham. And after winning the battle, you are going to get unrivaled the kingdom of the whole world. And you take it and enjoy it. Krishna is so kind. He is allowing Arjuna to take the whole world and be the ruler of the world and enjoy all the royal delights. And subsequently, the Pandavas had, unrivaled kingdom and royal delights to be enjoyed. And very submissive subordinates. Unlimited devotion of Chaibalra's army and everything subsequently. You will see how they rule the world. Very, very wonderfully. So, this gift was given by Krishna. And the most important word here is Mayaiva Yete Nihita Purvameva. He says, my dear Arjuna, if you agree to fight on my behalf on the side of Dharma, then you come here. I will drive your chariot and then you obey me. And the Kurukshetra battle will be successful. And if you say you don't want to do this, you can't kill the relatives and friends, then you push off. You go and relax. Then I'll put Yudhishthira Maharaj. Or I'll put Bhima. I'll put somebody. I'll make somebody an instrument. Either you become instrument and take the credit and go. So similarly, all of you in COIT. COIT has a very bright future. Sevati College, you may make 50 plus devotees, you can make even in a place like this, like what our GGD devotees did. Somebody may say, Prabhuji, Sevati Hostel is so small, Sevati College doesn't have very big strength, so proportionately you should not expect too much from us, You can expect, you can have about 10 to 15 devotees in the voice, that itself is a big thing. But I'll tell you one thing, it is not the size of the college that matters. It depends on the devotees who are preaching, the brahmacharis who are coming, and the inmates who are living. It depends on your enthusiasm and your commitment, your dedication, your seriousness and sincerity that will attract the people. Huh? In fact, there are colleges, I'll tell you for example, in this Swayam Bhagavan Prabhu is living in Sangamner. Yeah, I heard that there's a college. You know how many boys are in the hostel? Keshanpur can tell you. 120 boys are there per year. Yeah, 120 boys are per year, okay. Which means it comes to 120 into 4, how much?
420. In that, around 30 girls are there. 80 boys per year.
Okay, 80 boys per year. Which means around 320 boys, yeah.
Yes. And
there are
110
boys. Yeah, 110 boys running the morning program. I mean, eight plus rounds they are chanting. I think 120 boys are taking prasad, I think, correct?
They are chanting 8 rounds.
For prasadam, they have to chant 8 rounds. And 120 boys are chanting 8 rounds, taking prasad. They have to attend evening Gaurarti?
Evening Gaurarti and one class.
One class, every day.
Gaurarti, Narsingarti and class.
Yeah, Gaurarti, Narsingarti and class every day, the evening.
20 of them attend morning program.
Out of the 20 are attending morning program. After morning program is a little more challenging. That requires more qualification to attend morning program. So I like this idea. I'm seriously thinking in our, of course, our cooks run away always. You know, we have to in future, if we can have non-running cooks, if we can have a pakka system for cooking and all, we can also do this. It's a very nice idea, isn't it? So we can have 20 to 30 inmates who are attending morning program and another 120 attending in the evening, isn't it? Very nice. So, but even for morning, usually like they have 50 plus boys. Similarly, all other voices can have. We can preach and bring more people, and because the prediction is already there, that the movement is going to spread like a wildfire in the coming years. That's already there. But we can become instruments like Arjuna was told by Krishna. And Arjuna said, and Krishna said, if you don't want to become instrument, then I will make someone else instrument. But whoever becomes instrument, they will get the credit. Like my spiritual master sent me to Pune. Pune's destiny is very bright. Pune, you know, Prabhupada, because Prabhupada visited Pune also. Prabhupada wanted a temple in Pune, and Prabhupada spoke that Pune is a wonderful city. He appreciated the Pune city. Not here. Although he came to Pune and went, when he was somewhere in North India, Kanpur or somewhere, that time he spoke, I went to Pune city, it was very nice. He said, we can preach, there are a lot of industrialists, business people and students and everything. And that's going to be,
When he was in Sri Lanka, and by going to
America,
he said, this looks like Pune.
Ah, there he said, this looks like Pune, he said, in another place. So Prabhupada remembering Pune means, you know, Pune is blessed by a pure devotee. So the bright Pune's future is very bright. So my special master sent me from Bombay to Pune here. Now if I become a good instrument, then Pune will anyway flourish. But I'm given the credit by many people. Rajasham did so many things, so many people come and say, but actually I don't deserve this at all. Because this is blessed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Parampara and Srila Prabhupada and my spiritual master, everybody. But if I run away, if I come here and see Pune, then run away back to Bombay, say that, no, I don't think anything will work here. Then somebody else will come here and they will be given the credit. You understand the point what I am saying? So, whoever accepts to be instrument and do something on behalf of Krishna, they are given the credit by Krishna, although originally credit belongs to Krishna only, he says. So the problem, if you subtract Krishna, everything is zero. You see? This is very important. Like in Bombay, in Juhu temple one evening, the temple hall was practically silent. You know, people come and sit like this and they go back, yogic mudra and all, and go back. And Prabhupada was a little unhappy. He called the devotees and asked, why there is no kirtan today? They said, Prabhupada, all devotees have gone for fundraising outside. And Prabhupada said, then he called the devotees when they came back. And Prabhupada scolding them. He said, you see, Mr. N, he's such a powerful man. He has got his own newspaper running in his name. He has got a lot of political support. And he's a lawyer himself. So he has supported the court, many people. And not only that, he's a very wealthy man. He has a lot of properties in Bombay. And he's a local man in Bombay. He has so much of power, support. But look at us. you know, you guys are from America, you are from a foreign land, you don't know the local language, you don't know local politicians, you don't even have any influence over the papers and media. And what is your power? And in a few days, he can catch you by the neck and throw you out of the property. And he tried to do that already. He stopped the municipality water supply. He printed a small leaflet against Hare Krishna devotees and started distributing in thousands to all the people in that locality. And he sent even gundas with chains and bottles in their hands. They came and beat up devotees. They are pulling the sari of American Matajis. They were doing these things. The whole idea was they wanted to frighten the devotees and drive them out of the campus. So devotees called Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, this place is infested with mosquitoes. There is no proper water supply. It is so chill in the morning. We are living in tents here. It's such a thick jungle. We don't know, even if we build a temple, whether people will come here. With all these things, we are wondering. There is no running water. There are no lavatories properly. We have to go in bushes and all in those days. So should we live here or do you want us to leave this place and go? And Mr. N is troubling so much. And Prabhupada said, do you want to be purified or not? Yes, Prabhupada, they said. Just stay here. Don't leave. Even on phone, Prabhupada had so much weight. He made the devotees stay. And he himself stayed there. And Prabhupada worked hard to build. You can see that. And Prabhupada said, why Mr. N is not able to move us out? Because we are coming in front of the deities, chanting and dancing every day for their pleasure. When deities are pleased, you know, then they will make the place flourish. Like your voice also will flourish if you perform your morning programs very enthusiastically, without any relaxation, without any dilapan, without any slackness. Because the morning program, if you don't doze in chanting, if you don't skip the morning program and go here, go there, but try to, everybody comes together and chants and dances together with the full devotion and sincerity, you will see such a project has to flourish. More and more people will want. See, if a tree has sweet fruits, why will the birds not come? If the tree is filled with sweet fruits, they will come flying. Not only they will come, they will want to stay. Because they will think that here I got a good place where I get regular fruits every day. The tree keeps producing wonderful fruits, I can keep eating and enjoying. Similarly, we have to make our voices like trees full of sweet fruits. And then people will come. It will become magnetic to attract more and more people. Otherwise, that's what Prabhupada said, that when the deities are made happy by the sincere devotees who are following the programs. And Prabhupada said, you are not doing Kirtan temple hall, it is like a barren place. If you don't do, then Krishna will not be pleased. If Krishna is not pleased, then the whole thing goes down. It nosedives. So, in this way, Arjuna was empowered by Krishna. And what is the proof that it is Krishna's empowerment that made Arjuna fight this battle? Pandavas, of course, they did agree. Not only agree, they always acknowledged. They said, my dear Lord, this Kaurava Saini Sagaram Parikshit said, he says in a verse that the ocean of Kauravas was defeated by my grandfather Arjuna and Yudhishthira Maharaj and other Pandavas. How? Because you are there with them, guiding them constantly. There is one character called Babru Vahan in Mahabharata. So he saw from the top aerial view of the battlefield of Kurukshetra. There he saw Krishna was only killing everybody. Krishna was sending arrows. He saw from the, he got a vision of Krishna killing different warriors in different, many multiple thousands of Krishnas and killing everybody. So in Tamil we used to sing a poem. Krishna is telling to Arjuna, Pottuvar pottalum, Tuttuvar tuttalum, Pohattum kannanukke, Kannane thakinan, Kannane kolai seihinran, Nin gandivam yelha. He's telling, Krishna is telling, my dear Arjuna, why are you lamenting, sitting in this chariot, foolishly like this? It's like a girl who has gone to the stage to do Bharatanatyam, and she looked at 3,000 people, audience, and she has become very shy. Now she says, how can I dance in front of so many people? Huh? If you learn Bharatanatyam, you have to dance. Huh? You have to dance on the stage. She can't. If a shy woman cannot dance on the stage. Huh? Similarly, Kshatriya has learned so much in the battalion. He has practiced so much. Now it is time for him to exercise his power. Is it not true? Arjuna, you are so powerful fellow, but you have no motivation, you have no spirit. You are just sitting in the chariot and lamenting like this. And he is telling, please understand this. Potwar potalam tutwatarun bohatum kandanike. Let people praise, let people insult you. I will take all that, he is saying. You give it all to me. Tomorrow, let the world say, it was this Krishna who instituted this war of Kurukshetra and killed crores of people. Let the world say, for the Dharma Sthapanam, I am ready to do that. And he said, you give it all to me and you become my instrument, he says. It is Krishna who attacks. It is Krishna who kills, he said. Ultimately, it is me who will do the whole war. I will enact the war and the result of the war is already predestined. Dharma will win. Satyameva jayate. Dharmo rakshate rakshataha. One who protects Dharma will be protected also. But you become instrument. Don't hesitate. He told them. And what is the proof? I told you Babu Vahan was seeing from the top Krishna attacking and killing, although Krishna acted through the Pandavas. But there is another proof which comes later. After all these things were over, the Pandavas were ruling. At one time, even after Krishna left to his own abode, Arjuna was supposed to take the queens of Dwaraka and carry them, take them with him. So, in order to protect them. But when Arjuna was taking them, at that time, suddenly on the midway through a jungle, he was attacked by some infidel coward men who came and stole these queens and fled from there. And Arjuna tried to attack them back. But he saw the same Gandiva Bhav, the same Arjuna. But he had no potency in defeating them. At that time, Arjuna told this verse. Now somebody may ask, how can Krishna's queens be stolen by some other man? So there is another Purana which explains a pastime that once Ashtavakra Muni went to the heavenly planets and there some apsaras, they served him, they cooked for him and they served him. And he became very pleased and blessed them that all of you, girls, since you served a saintly person like this so nicely, I bless you. I bless you that you will get the Supreme Lord as your husband. Like that, he blessed. And then they all became very happy and pleased. And when he was leaving, when he was on the pathway, the Apsara girls could not control themselves seeing the way he was walking, because he was Ashtavakra, means his body was bent in many places. The way he was walking was looking, because women generally laugh for everything. So when they saw, they were laughing, and then he turned around and said, hey, you are laughing at me? Now I give you a curse. He said, I curse you that you will be stolen by thieves, he said. So then the Apsara became very serious and they fell at his feet and begged. At that time he said, okay, the Supreme Lord himself will come as the thieves. And he will steal you, because I cannot nullify the curse, but I can make an arrangement by which the curse will be fulfilled, but the Lord will, at the same time, you will not suffer. So that is why it is Krishna who came as those covered boys, covered men, who came and stole the queens of Dwaraka to take them all back home, back to Godhead. They were the ones remaining. So, but the point I emphasized here is this. That Arjuna says, my dear Lord, Tadvai Danusta Ishava Sarato Yahaste. He said, the horses are same, the chariot is same, I am the same Arjuna, the Gandiva Bhav is same. Why I have lost the potency? Why I am not able to act the way that I could act in the Kurukshetra? Because now I have, it's like a gun without bullet. When you have bullet, phew, you can hit it, isn't it? Without bullet, like that, no potency, no power at all. He says it's like pouring ghee in ashes in a yajna kunda. Actually, ghee should be poured in fire, but it's like pouring ghee in ashes. He says, yeah, It's like that. Huh? So my efforts are all rendered ineffective because I think now I am understanding. You wanted to give me the potency to fight the whole battle of Kurukshetra because it was Dharma Yudha. Hmm? Now, the very same prowess by which I fought the battle may make me proud. So you took that potency away from me now in order to make me live without any pride so that when I have a humble disposition, I can return back home back to Godhead. So, and see, the Lord has done this to many people. Like he made Muhammad Ali very powerful. In his days, he was the only powerful boxer. But later on, he got, what is that? Parkinson's disease. You know, so much so that he couldn't even lift this Olympic torch. See, Olympic torch, one person takes from one person and then gives it to another person. This fellow could not even hold it like this. Like when you have this, this paralysis. Paralysis, your fingers are like this, you cannot lift anything. You see? You can't lift it. Huh? Yeah, people who get stroke, they cannot firmly hold anything. So that Shabdakye Paurusham Drishu, Krishna says, I am the power with which you can do things. Yeah. Ability to see, ability to hear, everything. So Arjuna could practically realize it in his life. Krishna gave me the power and he has taken away the power. So sometimes you may also get fear. Will Krishna take away the power from me also? He may give some, you know, great things for you to do in life. He may do, and then somebody is a topper in his class, and then will Krishna again make him last rank in the class? He won't do that. He will do it if he become proud. If he become proud, then Krishna will take it away. Or he may do it for his very, very advanced pure devotees, like Arjuna, in order to use him as a example and to show to the world. He may give power, he may take power. Yes. It's the Shakti path is done by Krishna. Sometimes they show an advertisement, no, tsh, tsh, tsh. You've seen that advertisement, what is that? One fellow is carrying a magic wand in his hand, you know. They show in some advertisement, tsh, Shakti comes. Some Krishna does Shakti path on people. When Krishna does, tsh, then one gets power. They can do very, very great things. And Krishna withdraws, takes back, and is finished immediately. That's why that example Prabhupada gives. When there is Atma in the body is very lively. When the Atma is gone, body is dead completely, he says. Like that is. Then lastly, he's saying, consciousness means Krishna consciousness. Because without Krishna, we cannot have consciousness. Without the sun, how can there be sunshine? Therefore, we say sunshine and not just shine. And similarly, consciousness means Krishna consciousness. Shine means sunshine. Which means there cannot be any shine without the sun, he's saying. This requires a little intelligence to understand. But devotees like Kunti have this intelligence and understanding. Therefore, Kunti says, the Pandavas and Yadus are so important, but what is actually our value? Because Krishna is bidding farewell, Kunti laments, you will go and we shall not be able to see you. What then will be the value of our name and fame? Bhavato darshanam yahi rishi kanam viveshitu. She gives the example that without Krishna, they would be like the senses without life. Can you imagine senses without life? Nothing. An intelligent person, and then he's saying, in the material world, we desire sense enjoyment, but without Krishna or without Krishna consciousness, there is no possibility of sense enjoyment. We may have strong arms and legs, but when there is no consciousness, when there is no Krishna consciousness, we cannot even utilize them. An intelligent person therefore knows that without Krishna, his senses have no value, and therefore he becomes a devotee. He rightly concludes that because there is an intimate relationship between the senses and Krishna, as long as the senses are active, it is one's duty to use the senses in the service of Krishna. This is bhakti. Yeah. And then Prabhupada quotes that example of the dollar note. If you find some purse with money, bhoga, tyaga and bhakta. No, bhogi, tyagi and bhakta, that example he quotes. Saying that we should not be bhogi or tyagi. They are all fools, he's saying. Here you see. Suppose in an assembly one finds a $100 note that has fallen from someone's pocket. If one takes that note and puts it in one's own pocket, one is a thief, because the note doesn't belong to him. This is called bhoga. And then again someone else may think, oh, why shall I touch it? It belongs to someone else. Let it remain there only. I have nothing to do with it. This is called tyaga, renunciation. So although the $100 note is the same, one person is trying to enjoy it, while another person is trying to give it up, but both of them, bhogi and tyagi, are fools. The bhogis are karmis, and those are working very hard to exploit the resources of material nature, like scientists, for example, who are doing research to further such exploitation. Their intention actually is to steal. On the other hand, tyagis, those who are unable to steal, have a sour grapes philosophy. Oh, these things are useless. There is no need of them. And that is because, you know, they can't enjoy it anyway. Mostly, of course, people are bhogis. That is, they are trying to use everything to enjoy sense gratification. But still, there are those who are baffled in sense gratification and who therefore say, no, we don't need these things. Continuing the example, however, when a $100 note is found, a person who acts most properly is the one who takes it and says, someone has lost this note, let me find its owner. Upon returning that note, one renders real service. One who takes the note for himself and one who leaves the note where it is both useless. Similarly, bhogi and tyagi are both useless. But the bhakta, the devotee, knows that everything belongs to Krishna and should therefore be offered to Krishna. This is real service. And then he says, everything belongs to Krishna. How? What is the body? It's a combination of 8 material elements. And spirit soul is also energy of Krishna. Like that he concludes, Rishikena, Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Richate. Very beautiful purport. My request to all the devotees is, Prabhupada is not just one of the acharyas, but he is one very outstanding acharya in our line, especially for those who are followers of ISKCON. Because you will see the language in which he writes. There are so many people writing Bhagavad Gita commentary and detachment and other things. People get frightened and run away. You know, I have read so many Bhagavatas before coming to Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. But Prabhupada's language is so simple. Even a baby, LKG baby, can understand bhogi, tyagi and bhakta. The example that he gives, you see. Such a lucid example. So, we made the reading groups in the last semester for boiling the milk for this reason only. Just Prabhupada said, cram my purports. And if you simply repeat, you will make hundreds of devotees. Prabhupada said that. Because his purports are empowered by Krishna. As Prabhupada himself says, Krishna, you know, wrote this commentary. So it's not my commentary. Krishna is sitting in Prabhupada's tongue and he's dictating. So such a brilliant explanation of how Krishna is in control of everything. Behind like a cosmic manifestation as well as behind us also. Somebody may say, okay, Krishna is behind cosmos, I don't care. And people, everybody thinks, you know, I am very special. The I is so prominent in people. But we have to know, we can't even open our eyes, we can't even move our hands, legs without Krishna's supply of energy. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Thank you very much. So I am doing these Kunti prayers in different places because these purports are so wonderful. Simply we can read and say a few sentences, you see. Little add to that little bit. One of my prominent goals of my life is to read Prabhupada's sentences and give further elaboration on that. What Prabhupada is saying with current day examples and everything. I would consider my life fully successful if I can do that. I'm planning to take different Prabhupada's books and do that because nowadays we are finding what's happening. ISKCON has become a very big world. And there are so many preachers. Everybody is preaching. Very wonderful. They are making devotees. But sometimes what happens? The message is not as profoundly conveyed as Prabhupada is giving. When we give lecture on our own, everybody becomes gravitated towards one's own emphasis. Like somebody wants to emphasize one thing. They go into that. Somebody is emphasizing on Hindutvavad. You know? And somebody is emphasizing on being good, being nice. And somebody may be emphasizing on, you know, what they can. So in this way, what happens? What exactly our acharya wants to give may be forgotten. Yeah, you see, being a perfect gentleman is very important. But it is useless to be a gentleman if you are not a devotee. You are good for nothing. It's like a body without senses. I mean, body without life. Is it not true? So I speak very politely, very nicely, very affectionately, very nicely. Is it good enough if you are not a devotee? Harava bhaktasya kuto mahat guna. Even a man endowed with all the qualities without surrender to Krishna is simply good for nothing. That is why we should first emphasize becoming devotee. And then you also have to be nice. Yes, you should not be arrogant devotee or a selfish devotee or a person who drives people away. But at the same time, simply being nice alone is not enough. But oftentimes in Vaishnava preachings, the emphasis on compassion, the emphasis on being kind is so much in all the Vaishnava literatures. We may miss out the most vital point. One may be thinking that, you know, even if you are not devotee, if you are a good person, it's good enough. That's what most karmis think also. Karmis, according to them, if you are a good person, it's good enough, right? You don't have to be a devotee. If we also think that way, how are we different from them? Ask yourself. First, you have to want to become a follower of Krishna. Then you also have to be nice. You also have to be kind. You have to be courteous. You have to be helpful. So somebody may say, well, Prabhuji, two people you take. One is a very fine gentleman. He's very sensitive to human feelings and everything. But he's not a devotee. There's another man who is devotee. He may be a little proud, little arrogant, little harsh. Out of the three, which is better? I would prefer to be the second one. Why? If I am second one, I have a chance to gradually rectify that mentality. If I associate with sadhus and devotees, eventually I can rectify it. This first one is like a lifeless person. He may be a gentleman. How long will he be a gentleman? 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years? He will be dead and gone. He will be a dog or a cat in the next life. Is it not true? So we should not become gravitated towards wrong philosophies like this. So it's very, very dangerous. We should stick to Prabhupada. Read Prabhupada's purport, understand it and explain it. And by explaining what Acharya has spoken, Founder Acharya has spoken, we will not misrepresent him. We will represent him purely. And we should not go off track to different emphasis. And so many people emphasize on so many things. Different people. Now there is another big concern coming up everywhere, in all spiritual societies, including ISKCON also, which is health concern. Like I went to another temple, one devotee was asking me, did you do bone checkup? He was telling me, asking me, what's your age? And I said, yeah, I am 42 or 43. It's better you check before you become 48 or 50. We should do a bone checkup. Because after that, you know, actually the bones become weak. So you have to make the bones strong before 48. And then he was talking practically 15-20 minutes about, you know, now India, some device has come, and you have to be in the sunlight for making the bones strong, 30 minutes at least in a day. You have to eat beetroot for this, and all that he was talking. And then he was telling that you better test the bones to ensure that they are, you know, strong enough and all that. And he was talking so much about health, but there was not one word about Krishna, you see. See, it's not wrong to talk about health. First you may, you know, become a devotee and you can also talk about health. Yes, we also bring that bone. Like this fellow was telling, you know, there is some sachet or something, some medicine which you can use, which is equivalent to being in sunlight for 30 minutes. You know, if you cannot be in sunlight, it gives you vitamin or something like that. So I was thinking, as devotees, yes, we are concerned about the health of other devotees, but not so much that, you know, you forget about the soul, you see. Talk about Krishna and also talk about health. Talk about Krishna and also talk about prasad. Talk about Krishna and also talk about being nice. So talking about Krishna is actually like one, and talking about other things is like string of zeros, you see. If we forget the main soul of the scriptures, the soul of the scriptures is Krishna. The soul of the scriptures is going back to Godhead. If that is forgotten, our being kind about talking about all these other superficial things is simply useless. So when I read Prabhupada's purport, I can see Prabhupada is very, very strictly sticking to the Shastras. And he is our founder Acharya who established this society for long, long years to come. Prabhupada said, if my books are printed and published and distributed and people stick to my teachings, this movement will flourish for the next 10,000 years. This is not Prabhupada's statement alone. It's predicted in the scriptures also. In the next 10,000 years, this movement is going to go to the peak. And the whole world, you will find in colleges, schools, and buses and roads everywhere, people with tilak and bead bags and dhoti kurtas and saris, people walking. It's going to become like that. Everywhere you will find. And every town and village also. And it will go to the peak. And then it will... At the end of 10,000th year, gradually things will decline. And decline to such a degree that, you know, there will be Vaishnavas, but very few Vaishnavas will be there. Very few. And Vaishnavas have to run to forest to survive. Everywhere the four related principles will be broken and the whole world will become an unfit place to live that time. So we should not be roaming around in this world till then. We should quit this place and go back to Godhead by that time, before that time. So we are given some amount of freedom by Srila Prabhupada to speak our realizations. Prabhupada says, what is realization? Realization means one should not go tangentially off track from the realizations of Acharyas. One should stick to Acharya's purports. And you can also add points. Like today you saw what I was speaking. I was just quoting from Prabhupada. They added examples to support what Prabhupada is saying. You see? Do you think I told anything off track? Maybe the bone thing I was telling off track, and the bone and other thing. But ultimately, it directs to the same point. It comes back that you... So whatever examples we give, stories we tell, they should be having the core Krishna conscious philosophy as its vital principle. And... you will find, you take any book of Prabhupada, he never goes off track. He just sticks to the principle. Very important. So my request to all of you, this semester also, have the reading program. Sit in a circle and Sundarappu, Antaradeep Prabhu, and Divyanathapu, they all must have made plans for you to do reading. And we have given the list of books in a certain hierarchy. Regularly read. Every day 30 minutes our students have been reading. And all our voices last semester. You could read more, but at least minimum 30 minutes. But reading in group is very helpful. You'll never go to sleep. Reading and discussing a little bit, 25% discussion, 70% reading. It's very nice. You already did last semester? It's very... You found it interesting? It's certainly more interesting than reading yourself, right? Yeah. And the two, if you get some senior devotees to sit with you and read. This semester is even planning to send brahmacharis on evenings. Of course, you don't get frightened that they will come and disturb your studies or anything. They may, like we are planning Monday, Tuesday, so they are there anyway. And Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Also, they may go to two different voices. Like your Divyanathapu is coming here, he will come. In the evening, you will spend half an hour reading, he can lead. Whoever is the person with best realization, senior most, he should be available for reading. Like that. And then by that kind of reading you'll be able to remember. And remembering is possible when you repeat to others. You all, when you're going to college, you should repeat what you heard. Like today you heard KYM Rupa Nama Rupabhyam. Kutimanani is speaking. Go and tell some of your friends and let them challenge you. Let them ask you questions. And then tell them come to voice. If they are not accepting what you are saying, you bring them, you introduce them to Divyanatha Prabhu, Sundara Prabhu, Antadip Prabhu, all these devotees. Even the other senior devotees here, Rajesh Diman Prabhu. That's how people become devotees. Somebody comes to argue and they become devotees. You see? But if you don't argue, Prabhupada would say, all these atheistic scientists, rascals and fools. And whom did he say as fools? You know, they will ask. Now, why are you calling them fools? Then Prabhupada will say, why they are fools? In the course of hearing, that fellow will become devotee. You know? That's how Prabhupada made devotees, you see. We have to preach. we have to probably present to the college mates. And also especially my request to all of you, try to get especially the top three students in your class, topper. You don't have to be a topper, but you can get a topper to become devotee. If you become topper, it's wonderful. But if you can't be topper, try to get the top three students, either in studies or in sports or any field. Shrestha people, you will do a very great service. You see, Devamrit Swami Maharaj and Chandramali Maharaj, these two were brought by one Mataji. Can you imagine? One Mataji distributed them Prabhupada books. And they read the book and they became devotees. Now they are doing such great work for the society. Can see. Like Giriraj Swami Maharaj said, he got a book from Malati Mataji. You see? Matajis are bringing sannyasis. Why can't you people bring some toppers? From your class. See, you all know who are the three toppers in your class? Do you know? You know that? Go and attack directly, head on. Confront directly. Go to them and tell them, Prabhu, not Prabhu, please take this book. Or tell them, today you have to come for prasadam in our place. You catch them by the hand and bring them and give them prasad. One day you bring them for lunch here. This is direct preaching. You can do that. And of course, you may say, Prabhuji, how do we know they will become devotee? No, don't ask questions like that. Just give a try. What if it clicks? In case they come here, you can even give this Gita interactive, by Purnachandra Prabhu. Along with music and sound effects and all. You give them something like that, they become very inspired. And you will find some of them may be just waiting for this. You give them a Discover Yourself CD along with the lectures and the PPT. One-to-one devices. One-to-one devices, even more better. If you bring them to Divinity, who sits with them and talks to them one-to-one, that is even more better. Actually, those fellows deserve to get one-to-one, you see. So, if you do that, because I have seen always, what I'm telling you is a practical formula. If one or two toppers become a part of your voice will become triple size it becomes. I have always seen. How? Because Krishna has given the vibhuti to some people of good education, good intelligence. Somebody is good in, somebody has a handsome body, somebody has intelligence, somebody is good in sports and all. So, if those fellows come, along with that, if they have Krishna consciousness, when these two exist in one person, they become extremely powerful. Then they can use their material skills in Krishna's service. They can use nicely. So, keep in mind, I told too many things in one day because I rarely come here. I have to go to many different voices. So, you are supported by many wonderful devotees. You see, we have Sundarvar Prabhu. Sundarvar Prabhu is very famous for developing projects, both youth and congregation. You have Antardeep Prabhu guiding, and we have Vadivaneta Prabhu and Rajyatiman Prabhu. So, we have many, 4 or 5 devotees helping this small project. If you all act very sincerely and follow the guidelines given to you, you can develop it very nicely. Your college was such a wonderful college. One time they had, in those days I used to come in Saffron and give a succession program inside the college, you see. Yeah, there was one Brajesh Prabhu who is in Goa now. There's Balagovind Prabhu. Mandali Badra Prabhu. Yeah, these devotees came from your college. It's very wonderful. That time when Kulkarni was the principal. Now who is the principal now? Nowadays, sadhus, you are not going directly into the college because some colleges are disturbed, some are favorable. But you have a nice project now, along with so many of you. Bring more and more. And also try to get, as I told you, toppers and others. And if you do, you will get very special mercy. See, if you bring somebody who becomes a very powerful devotee, then when he performs devotion service, then you also get some commission of mercy, you get. You get your commission because you brought that person. You showed him direction. He says this in one of the songs. Dasturi lo ibo ami purnaha be kam. He says. If you become devotee, then I get also commission. Says. And that commission is wonderful because it's a spiritual commission. It's rare actually. Very difficult to do on our own, you see. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki.